Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, welcome in. It's another Panther Rants podcast. It's hump day. March Madness is one day away. Well, actually, it's already started technically with the first four, whatever it is. I'll just call them what they are, playing games, because that's really what they are. It's just one of those things where they want to appease everybody, so they just add these in. But of course, it's not, you know, limited to mid-majors. You got also P5 teams with this that get dealt with this hand as well. But starting off, you know, the Pitt basketball coaching search is still going on, and all I can really say is, you know, it's going to go, I mean, it's just going to go on. I mean, there's nothing really to get freaked out over right now because it's early in the process. And I don't think Pitt's going to make a hire right away or anytime this week. So my only suggestion is to, enjoy the games, enjoy spring break, enjoy life, and we can bitch about who we hire next. Because there's been a bunch of scenarios been thrown around, and you know, earlier this week it was Pitt's Sean Miller. Now Pitt's the favorite for Danny Hurley, and then of course, you know, some are now saying UConn's the favorite. You know, Pitt's hanging with this person, that person. And of course, they hired a searching firm. Eddie Fogler's searching firm, that is. And they took care of Vanderbilt when Stallings left. And Ohio State as well. So it can't be too bad, right? Who knows? My guess is we probably end up with Tubby Smith. My luck. Or our luck, I should say. Which I thought we would hire Tubby, but you never know with our administration. But anyways, back to staying on topic with Pitt football. Pitt football, it's spring, obviously, and of course, spring drills are here. And of course, eventually we'll have the spring game. Hey, best time of the year, and you know, this year there's a lot to be, you know, to look forward to. I remember when I think you all remember spring of 2003 when Pitt had all that hype and they played their spring game in a football stadium, I guess a high school stadium, which you know, some people didn't like. Some people, I liked the idea initially because you're reaching out to the high schools by doing this. But I believe they had their spring game that year in North Hills. I think North Hills it was, they had it. And it was pretty cool. And because you had, you know, they came off a 9-4 season, and you had, you know, Rutherford, Fitzgerald, all those guys. it was star-studded. This year, there's going to be a lot of hype, I think, because you got Kenny Pickett, who we just recently discovered. He's a starting quarterback. And, of course, we all know him for that Miami win. And, of course, Virginia Tech, where he got the team down the field and at the goal line, of course, until the staff decided to take the ball out of his hands. Whereas Miami, we didn't take the ball out of his hands, and he ran some touchdowns in. Leapt over some defenders, and hey, Kenny Football was born. But of course, one of the bigger stories coming out from this camp so far is Paris Ford being moved to quarterback. And Tyrion Coleman's going the safety, I believe. I'm not sure if it's free safety, but it's just safety. So, and of course, Ford supposedly had three picks in his first practice. That's just one thing we all have to both, you know, as fans, we continue to monitor, because obviously they want, you know, you can put Ford anywhere. I mean, he's very, very good at what he, very good, very athletic. He's the game breaker. Heck, we could use him on offense too. You know, if he really wanted to. He's almost like, like Jordan Whitehead was this past few years. Not Jordan White, Jordan Whitehead, I'm sorry. It's early in the morning. But he has that pedigree where he can take over for Whitehead, pick up where he left off. And when you got him, you got Dane Jackson, you got Coleman, and Coleman back there. I mean, Pitt could possibly be loaded in the secondary this year. Not to mention DeMar Hamlin. I forgot to bring him up as well. So Pitt's going to be Pitt, you know, for the first time in Lord knows how long, is going to be loaded in the secondary. So that's, you know, that's one area to really keep an eye on as far as defense goes. Offense, obviously, quarterback. But obviously, you got the receiver position as well, because you lose Jester Weah. You lost him. So who picks up? You got the Matthews kid from Clarendon. He's one, obviously, possibility, which he probably will be one of the favorites. You got Arujos Lopez, who was very dependable this past year. Anytime you needed a big catch from him, he was able to pull it off. So obviously those two, and supposedly Maurice French is another one. But Pitt's also got Shockey Jacquez, any way you want to say it. He's already rolling, he's practicing already. He's another one that could be an early riser. Yeah, and of course the backfield, we're still gonna be loaded. Yeah, we still have, we got Olsen, we got Hall, Olsen and Hall. We're still anchoring that area. So there's just a lot to feel good about as far as that goes. Could this be the tipping point for Pitt football, the turning point? Who knows? We'll see. All I know is if it doesn't work out for Pickett, we got another transfer, Ricky Towns. Woo! basement. I mean, it's amazing I'm talking spring football this early because Olympic basketball was king. Nobody even bothered with spring football until Pitt was out of tournament, which would have probably been either this weekend or next weekend. It was usually like the weekend after, at least a week and a half after spring football started. But I'm excited about it. I think, you know, normally I'm pretty ho-hum about spring football, but this year, I'm excited about it. Although I can say 3 years ago we had, when Narduzzi started, we had the game in Highmark and it was awesome. That was exciting as well because it was just a new attitude. New coach and he had a lot different attitude than Paul Chryst. It was not so much ho-hum and and of course, not to mention they brought all the Pitt football greats. And Larry came by, LaShawn McCoy came by, Walt Harris was around. It was exciting. So keep an eye on that. I mean, it's obviously great. I mean, if you want some great Pitt stuff, check that out. And of course, we go to March Madness, which is a fun thing to talk about. Looking over the brackets, it was funny when I talked about it on Monday. I go ahead and I listen to John Rothstein's podcast, and I'm like, wow, Rothstein really makes me look dumb. I mean, he's got the whole March Madness thing down to a science with him. Although there's some stuff I agree with him, but don't. I don't agree with he has Michigan and Michigan State both in the Final Four. I just don't see that happening. Although, in terms of betting, sometimes you go against public opinion, you do choose these two teams. But I just don't see both those guys getting in. But they both could make noise in March because Bayline has been known to do that, even going back to his West Virginia days. Every time the Hoopies got in the tournament, they made some sort of noise. I mean, they were in Final Four, but I mean, they went to Elite Eight 1 year and came close to another one. Let's also not forget the final year, which was when Pitt Stoker was there. His final year, they were against Texas. And I think it was a 16, Sweet 16 game or a second round matchup where it was coming down to the final wire and Pitt Stoker drilled a three. But it was like a clutch three. I mean, it was, he had a guy in his face and he drilled the three. And I remember they tied it. Then Texas drives down the court and launches a three at the buzzer to win. And I want to think that that Texas teammate here went in the Final Four possibly. Or that was probably Rick Barnes' best team, I believe. But, Bayline obviously makes a lot of noise, regardless of where he coaches. So does Izzo. Izzo's one, I mean, if you're picking the survivor pools, where you pick your seed, you get a point for each win, you know, the amount of points. Izzo's always a safe bet because he's always good for at least an Elite Eight. He may not get you to the Final Four, but he will get to Elite Eight, at least. And it doesn't matter what drop-off he has after year after year. He somehow just pulls it off. But anyways, in the south I got Arizona because our luck with pick coaching searches and why they, you know, supposedly having some interest in Sean Miller, as those rumors were heating up. Virginia lost their sixth man, and with a team like UVA, you know, losing guys like that's tough. So I have Arizona, because they have a lot of star power, getting to the Final Four. They win that bracket. And I figure our luck, when we really have a chance at Sean Miller, if it all is true, he'll get Arizona to the Final Four, and Arizona will do everything in hell to keep him. You can't blame him for that. The West bracket, I have North Carolina, and Rothstein has Michigan winning this one, which is an intriguing one because of Bayline. But if Houston gets to the second round with Calvin Sampson, I'd be a little bit worried about that game, because Houston's has a pretty darn good team, and they're being overlooked. So they possibly could pull that one off. On North Carolina, I think Xavier meets their... I think, you know, it's North Carolina Xavier final for that one. And I think North Carolina wins it, because they've been trending upward. It seems like they're getting everything together. East bracket, I got, obviously, it's Villanova. There's not much there. I think I like Butler to upset Purdue in the second round. Now there's Stephen F. Austin, Texas Tech, and I would love to take Stephen F. Austin, but that game isn't Texas itself, so it's a home game for both. So I got Tech probably. As much as I was loving to take Stephen F. Austin, because they always make noise, but I just don't see that happening this time around. So Arizona, North Carolina one side, Villanova. And the other side I got possibly Michigan State. Izzo always makes noise. And Michigan State's been flying under the radar. A lot since the... especially since the scandal. Especially since the whole Olympic scandal and then the reporter getting into Izzo's face. Michigan State's been pretty much been flying under the radar ever since then. And I would love to pick Kansas, but there's not much there for me to pick them. You know, initially I like Kansas. I thought they were due, but I'm not sure if they get past, you know, looking in the bracket more in depth, I'm not sure if they get past Michigan State. If they pull the matchup against Duke, I think, you know, somehow Michigan State just chokes. I would like them then. That'd be another scenario, because I'm not crazy about Duke. Obviously, they're a great team, but there's not much with Duke that screams they'll do anything. And they get the winner of Rhode Island, Oklahoma in the second round, and that's gonna be a tough game, no matter who they play, because Trae Young is there. If not, they're going to face Danny Hurley in the second round. And I'm not sure about that, how that's going to end up. So I got Michigan State, Villanova on one side. Arizona, North Carolina on the other side. Tough matchup, I would say. Tough call. But I'm going to take away my ACC homerism. And I have, as much as I hate to do this, I'm going to go with Arizona over North Carolina. Villanova loses to Michigan State. Arizona knocks off Villanova. And Shaw Miller wins his first national championship. Because, you know, with all the Miller and you and Pitt rumors that were heating up earlier this week, our luck, he gets him to the championship game. And he should get them there. I mean, look all the money he's paid for those guys. I mean, $100,000 to one guy? Shoot. All the money they're doing out for these recruits, I mean, it's got to pay off. I mean, which is why I don't think Pitt will ever make a Final Four ever again. Going back to the 40s, because it costs money to go to the Final Four. Shit. Look what you got to pay for. Top of the staff, you got to make sure the players are funded and their families are happy. Yeah, Pitt doesn't have that kind of budget for that type of stuff. So, all I can say is, you know, celebrate that Elite Eight appearance we had about 10 years ago, because that's all we're going to have left to hold on to. Maybe celebrate the one seeds we got. Those times we were number one. You know, unless the FBI really, you know, does their digging and makes it more even playing field. But there will always be ways around it, though. Always. So, you know, if SMU could get the death penalty, and it's still going on, there's always going to be ways. It's just, it's a lot different now. You got to keep a lot of it off the radar, off digital, off where it's going to be documented. You know, not so much you do the dirty work, but have your handlers do it. You know, it's kind of like what politicians do. I mean, they won't directly accept money from lobbyists, but they'll have their handlers do it for them. Which is why I laugh when they say that so-and-so doesn't accept money from interest groups. He doesn't have to. His handlers, the people around him, will accept the money for him. But anyways, guys, enjoy the games. Hell to Pitt. Bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.